I changed studios during the course of that track. I'm now in the music studio and I'm in the presence of Ray Bonneville and Bill Chambers, and they're going to do a song for us which is about being New Orleans. This is a song called I Am the Big Easy.
Yeah. Big muddy floor. My daddy was French, my mother Creole. I'm slow, I'm heavy underneath the sun, but I'm more than willing when the nighttime comes. I'm a well-known street, I'm a marching drum, I'm a dancer, a preacher, a sophisticated bum. I'm a wild chapatula, a dice rolling judge. I'm a barker trying to fool you into a late night club. I am the Big Easy. I've been hit by a storm, brought to my knees crying, mercy, Lord. I got soul and I got heart. All alone I'm coming out of the dark. I am the Big Easy. I'm a crawfish boil, a funeral parade. I'm a little boy listening to the music play. I'm an old man dancing to the second line beat. I'm a young girl trying to catch Mardi Gras beats. I'm a shotgun house, an uptown street car. I'm a big wheel steamer by a full loaded barge. I'm a blues band, a politician. I'm a shoe shine man, I'm a famous musician. I am the Big Easy. I've been hit by a storm, brought to my knees, have mercy, Lord. I got soul and I got heart. All alone I'm coming out of the dark. I am the Big Easy. When my levees broke and the water come in, I heard a lot of folks call it the end. But you'd be mistaken if you thought me done. I'm the Big Easy, I'm the only one. All of my children and all their kin, they go on living like they always been. No matter what happens, won't you count me out? They call me Nollies, I'm the heart of the South. I am the Big Easy, I've been hit by a storm, brought to my knees crying, mercy, Lord. I got soul and I got heart. All alone I'm coming out of the dark. I am the Big Easy.
Great song. It's sort of anthem, isn't it? Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Andy.
Ray Bonneville, and playing guitar also Bill Chambers. It's almost like a city of the mind, isn't it, New Orleans?
Yeah, it's the city just kind of speaking, you know, saying hey, you know, hey.
But is it, you know, it's kind of nine parts mythology.
Yeah, yeah.
You've lived in New Orleans?
Yeah, I lived in New Orleans for over 6 years.
Yes.
I got some of it on me, I think.
I'm sure you did.
We can hear it.
You've been a taxi driver, a pilot, a Vietnam War veteran. When did music sort of get onto the CV?
Well, music started when I was in high school, around 14 years old. I got a guitar, and an acoustic guitar. My mom gave me an acoustic guitar, and it was very soon after that I got an electric guitar and had a little band, you know, as young teenagers. We used to drive around New England in a old Cadillac ambulance playing frat houses, and then I went off into the military, and when I came back, I was a little confused, wasn't sure what I was going to do, and then I heard Little Walter and Howlin' Wolf and those cats, right? And I just knew right away that's when I started playing harmonica. Before that, it was pretty much guitar. And so I just I started going down that road. And I got sidetracked from between the age of about 29 and 40 with airplanes. I just started liking really flying. For a while, I thought that's what I would do, but that's not what happened. You know, I played music the whole time, but I came back to it full time about 10 years later.
And you mentioned Little Walter and Howling Wolf, but you actually worked with people like Muddy Waters, for instance.
Well, I didn't actually. I was not in Muddy's band. I more did the shows, you know, on the same bill with him and B.B. King and other people. I was not in their bands, but I did meet them and I was around them, and pretty great to have met them.
Is it too silly a question to ask what you learned from them? Did you pick stuff up from them?
Well, you know, I mean, I picked up stuff from their music. Muddy Waters, I remember we were on the bill with him, and we went into, this was a place called Ebbets Field in Denver, Colorado, and we went in to talk to him. He was having coffee with his guys, and he said, you know, you guys, you got to keep playing this music because, you know, us guys from the Delta, we're not always going to be around. And you know, these days I consider myself more like a blues influenced writer. I'm not pretending to be a, you know, it's not what I'm doing really. I'm just acknowledging my influences, you know.
You're also influenced by writers. I mean two writers whose names I read.
That would be probably, I mean, I'm influenced by lots of writers, you know, because when I'm reading something or having a conversation or watching a film or reading the newspaper, things will jump out at me. They're kind of like in italics, if you will. Mm. Like if you're looking to buy a car, you see all the for sale signs on all the cars. And if you're not looking for a car, you don't see any of them.
Yes, that's
right.
Well,
I'm always looking for a song, so they're always jumping out at me, you know, and I have to grab them, and then I'll take them home and I'll pry them open and see what characters live in there, you know.
But the characters in the writing of Cormac McCarthy and Flannery O'Connor, in particular, I think, are important.
Flannery, she's writing about the Deep South, you know, and Cormac McCarthy. Well, you know, his work is very, it's just very dark and really sparse, and it really moves me, you know.
Yes, and that darkness is something which sparks off ideas for you?
Yeah, I like to write about marginal characters a lot. On this new record, Bad Man's Blood, there's murderers and marginal people, just people on the edge of society.
Yes.
I kind of like those people.
Yes, and do you hear them singing, in a sense, in your imagination? Do you hear their songs?
I don't hear them singing. I hear them thinking. I kind of watch them living a little bit. They're in the shadows, you know. I can't see them real clear. But I mean, the way I'm attempting to write is to sketch enough so the listener can get what the basic storyline, but put in all their own details.
Mm.
I don't like to put all the details in. I like to leave that to the listener, because that way it's their song, not mine.
Yes.
I don't want it to be my song, you know.
No. We talked to Randy Newman earlier this year, and I was a bit surprised that he said that his, because, you know, the characters in his songs are so strong,
yeah.
And extreme very yeah. often. And that's not how they start. It starts with the music, and he listens to the music, and he thinks, now, what kind of person would be singing like this?
Oh yeah, he actually does that in his mind.
Yes.
Well, you know, I think I'll start doing that.
Yeah. Why, work for him.
Why not approach
you? Well, you know, everybody's got their own approach, yes. But you know, I think it'd be interesting to go at it from a couple of different angles. You know, what would this person be? Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, they might be singing out of tune, so I got to be careful.
Yeah, exactly. Well, fortunately, all of your characters sing in tune. So.
Yeah.
Tell us about The Blonde.
Well, Blonde is a song that I wrote up in Quebec, but it also has a lot of Louisiana feel in it. The music is Louisiana, and the words are, they could be easily Cajun, because...
Yeah, I mean, I said before that you're born in Canada.
Yeah.
But you spent a lot of time kicking around Louisiana, and that French... Is that... I was going to say French connection. Is that connection between those two sort of French-speaking communities
yeah.
a strong one?
Yes, it is. I mean, when I'm down in around Lafayette, I feel like... And actually, the Acadians are from Canada.
Mm.
So the connection is really strong.
Mm.
And their French has remained the way that it was when they left Nova Scotia. And it's very interesting French. It's very, it's fun to talk to them. You know, they have different words that we don't use, you know, but, so this is a song that I wrote, it's got English and French in it. And, you know, French has got a fair amount of sharp little edges in it. The language itself does. So whenever I'd run into one of those little edges I didn't want to use, I'd go to an English word.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's called Blonde of Mine. Shall I do it?
I would love you to do it. Thank you.
Got on the morning plane. She never let on where she would go. She m'a dit je m'en vais. Moi j'ai dit oh que ma belle. Oh que ma belle. Fly all over but come back home. Blonde of mine, bien dans sa peau. Oh, que belle quand t'as fait dodo. Quand t'es fâché, pas joli, non, 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 bébé. Quand t'es pas là, je m'ennuie d'elle. Je m'ennuie d'elle. Fly all over, but come back home. Étincelle dans les yeux. I'm in love with her, ça c'est sûr. I'm looking up at the sky, ça prend tout mon temps. Ever since she got on that big avion. Big avion. fly all over but come back home. I don't know where she's tonight. All I know, she's on my mind. Je veux la coller ce soir. Can you hear me? I've been calling, calling, calling. Baby, I'm all alone. Va t'en partout, mais reviens chez nous. Va t'en partout, mais reviens chez nous.
Beautiful. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Blonde of Mine, and that was Ray Bonneville, who was singing it for us live on today's music show. And you can find Ray Bonneville if you live on the just north of Wollongong, because he's at the Heritage Hotel in Bulleye tonight. On Sunday, tomorrow, he's at the Clarendon Guest House in Katoomba in the Blue Mountains. On Tuesday, at the Northcote Social Club in Melbourne. On Wednesday, at the Beetle Bar in Brisbane. And then to Mullumbimby for the Mullum Music Festival next weekend. That's Ray Bonneville. And thank you very much indeed for coming in and playing for us live
Huge
today.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Andy. And I want to thank Bill for coming too.
Thanks, mate.